The already complicated 2025 national redistricting scene is now even more complex. This week, in a 2-1 ruling, a 3-judge federal panel in El Paso ruled that the new Texas map is a racial gerrymander and therefore voided. The panel majority ordered the previous 2021 map reinstated. The state of Texas is appealing the ruling. All appeals of 3-judge panel decisions go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the justices must respond. The Texas ruling also creates a further potential conflicting situation when considering that the Justice Department filed a racial gerrymandering complaint against the new California map on November 13th. A California 3-judge federal panel will be formed to hear that case. These latest developments put more pressure on the Supreme Court to issue a definitive ruling as to what constitutes racial gerrymandering. Such may be rendered as the justices decide the Louisiana racial gerrymandering case, currently before the High Court. Staying in the House, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced this week that the special runoff election to fill the vacant 18th congressional district in Houston will occur on January 31st. Two Democrats, Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former City Councilwoman Amanda Edwards, qualified for the runoff on November 4th. New Jersey Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill officially resigned her seat in the U.S. House this week to allow Governor Phil Murphy to schedule the special election to fill the 11th district vacancy. The governor is expected to calendar the special partisan primary at the beginning of February, with the special general election in early April. Democrats are expected to hold a seat. Among those indicating they will run is former 7th district Democratic Congressman Tom Malinowski, who lost his post in 2022 after redistricting made his seat slightly more Republican. New York City Councilman Chi Osei this week filed a congressional campaign committee with the Federal Election Commission. Doing so allows him to prepare for a potential Democratic primary race against House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Brooklyn-anchored 8th Congressional District. While Mr. Osei says he is considering the race, taking such action suggests that he is moving toward a challenge. Mr. Jeffries will be favored for renomination should such a campaign unfold, but Mr. Osei will be a serious challenger. South Dakota Republican Governor Larry Roden, who as lieutenant governor assumed the state's top office when then-Governor Kristi Noem resigned to become Homeland Security Department Secretary. As expected, this week he formally announced that he will compete in next year's gubernatorial campaign. His principal opponent is the state's at-large congressman, Dusty Johnson. Early polling suggests that a very close June 2nd Republican primary battle will ensue. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.